Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? And really, the way you do that is you get informed. That's the best way to start. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I do, and I mean that sincerely. I mean, there's so much going on out there. So many other people you could be listening to. You've chosen my show, so that's nice. But if you head up to mypillow.com, you can, they've got pillows, pillowcases. This is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is helping guys like me make a go of it, make sure that we can stay on the air, because you can't do it with the social. Look, Twitter, the stuff with Twitter, ain't going to change for a while. You're seeing stuff happening now, but really to get in the rhythm of the whole thing, it's going to take a little bit. So work with us here. But at mypillow.com, you got pillows, sheets, pillowcases, slippers. I mean, dog beds. Seriously, Mike? Got dog beds there as well. Stuff for your kids. If you're going to support anybody, support Lindell and team. He's got factories here in this country. He is feeding people in this country. He's paying taxes in this country. Why not support him? And the truth of the matter is, look, I make a few dollars, you're going to save a boatload of money. You're going to get 50 to 60% off of anything you order if you use the promo code Joe. Joe. Just Joe. That easy. Joe. Also, if you want text messaging, if you want a text telling you that the show is ready to start or who's going to be on the show tonight, you need to text GoJo. One word. GoJo to 77222. GoJo to 77222. All right. As usual, Alfonso Rachel's going to join us right after the break. And, you know, I love the fact of getting more and more stories, or I'm seeing more and more stories, about, what do we want to call it, voters' remorse, buyers' remorse, whatever. Now, up in San Francisco, the voters feel duped by D.A. Chesa Boudin, and now they're chanting in the streets, has got to go. They really didn't. They really didn't understand what they were getting. Let's put it that way. And if they do a little homework on these people, this is the thing I don't understand. You people who vote. And then later on you go, what happened? Now, residents in the Liberal Bay Area told the local news source that they're ready to boot San Francisco's progressive district attorney. I've not been to San Francisco a lot, but I've been enough times. Probably about 25, 30 years ago. My dad had something to do up there, so I met him up there. 45-minute flight from where I'm at. And it reminded me of Boston. It was nice. We sat by the beach. We talked. It was a great afternoon. And Now, you, unless you're going to put on Kevlar, have guards around you, and have pooper scoopers in your hand, you can't go there. They have lost so much money in conferences and such that are held there. So why put up with it? And the services that made San Francisco safe for so long was because of the tax money that they, the tax revenue they brought in from conventions and such up there. So, bang, 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 right? You break something and the next day, who works the docks at the Fisherman Wharf? The DA's got it covered. That's how a lot of people feel about it because he's not doing the job. People are getting shot, things are getting stolen, cars are getting broken into. No protection. Why should the cops keep doing this if you're not going to bring them to court? If you're not going to charge them and get them off the street, it's a waste of everybody's time. And it's a morale shot to these people. More than two-thirds of likely voters say they would vote to oust Bowden, according to a poll recently published. Now, the filing about the recall efforts here in California, when they're done, what I love about them is they never spend money pumping up the person they're being done against. So in other words, Newsom, the recall for Newsom. The money wasn't spent on advertisements and all that telling us how great Newsom was. They spent $90 million running ads on how bad it would be to be under Republican rule. Isn't that exciting? Now, according to San Francisco DA, Chesa Bowden, a lot of voters who voted for him actually felt duped. They felt like it was a bait and switch. Richie Greenberg, a former Republican mayoral candidate and spokesperson for Recall Chesa, was all over this. He's with a group called Stand With... he's not with a group. Another group called Stand With Chesa, a group funded by San Franciscans against the recall, touts the DA's achievements, including decarceration, ending prosecutors, ending requests for cash bail, reducing jail population by 50%. I would say this. You guys get what you deserve. This is supposed to be good? Are these people for real? No, come on. This has got to be an onion story, right? Be back in a little bit. Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, seriously. Because if you're not part of the solution, you are definitely part of the problem. All right? And again, like I always say to you guys, I'm not just trying to be mad. I mean, mean or nasty or accuse you of stuff that you're not doing. But I am going to tell you, if you don't get involved, if you don't get engaged, then you are, well, I wouldn't even say part of the problem. You are the problem. Really, in all seriousness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A guy that's never part of the problem. That's right, you heard me. Never part of the problem. Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the, the Anti-Fighting W Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopi and Dan, and co-host of one of the best shows on that interweb today, Soul Food Radio. You can find that at soulfoodradio.net. Zo, how we doing?
Right on, man. That's right. I don't want to be no problem partner, man. No problemo.
Oh, no. There's, you know what? Well, first I want to say to you, how are you feeling about Musk taking over Twitter? Do you have any feelings? Do you feel
You know, it's one of those things where I'll have to let you know. If I start to see some activity, I mean, people are saying that they're seeing some activity on their end, and that's great. I guess there's like a cheap thrill, if you will, of seeing a liberal's meltdown about it. There's a sadness to it too, though, man. It's like, you guys don't see the irony of this. You guys are like, you know, it's, I guess in a way, I really don't know how to feel about it. Optimistic, pessimistic, sad, happy. There's just a tornado of emotions that I'm going through.
Oh,
Joe.
Yeah, come over here. Let me slap you around a little bit. I'll fix your emotions.
That's right, man. Get my wiring back on straight.
Well, this ought to set you on. God, this ought to set you on fire again. Seriously, mm-hmm. I got a good one for you. Okay.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing at you. I didn't mean to do that. But we have now a school in Rhode Island. Has now instituted. Now this is not a an onion story, okay? But they now have a class that is pleasure based sexual relations. This is in Rhode Island, okay? So this is their version of sex ed. So Rhode Island state legislators have held a hearing Wednesday afternoon over a new Democratic bill. It's always the Democrats. You ever notice that? When it comes to these kinds of bills, it's always, how can we sexualize your kids? And they want to implement a sex education structure for students that recognizes pleasure-based sexual relations. The bill will implement sex education instructions appropriate for students of all races, first, all genders, all sexual orientations, ethnic, and cultural backgrounds. It shall affirmatively recognize pleasure-based sexual relations, different sexual orientation to be inclusive of same-sex relationships.
Okay.
Now, this is a comprehensive course, and it will include gender, gender expression, gender identity, and the harm of negative gender stereotypes. I'm waiting.
Okay, man.
Take a breath. Find your godly. Make sure you find your Christ side there. We don't want you going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, because, of course, the heathen side of me is just saying, hey, man, where were these electives when I was in school, man? But I kind of stopped short when they started bringing in all the gender fluidity stuff like that. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But, you know, the whole thing is, I mean, dang, Joe, what? What is it that these people assume that they can teach us about sex that we can't figure out on our own? What are these people so full of themselves that they feel like they have to implement? And of course, this is a rhetorical question, man. We know that it ain't about educating people about sex. Man, this is just, it's, you know, it ain't nothing new. We already know that. And all this is just taking, it's basically turning the institutions of education and turning them into temples. They're trying to bring back, man, they're just trying to bring back the temples. Fornication, temple prostitution, the holy, the so-called holy Congress of sex. Man, these guys, they put such a premium on sex. They really think that it is just this holy spiritual, and they're not exactly wrong with it being a spiritual experience, but it ain't the kind of spirituality that you want, okay? Because let me put it like this. Remember in Ghostbusters, When Dana was possessed by Zool, and she says to Bill Murray, "I want you inside me," and Bill says, "Yeah, I think you already got a few people in already." One of the best lines, dude, in comedy movie history, right? But yep. That's what we're talking about, man. These people are given over to demons. You're not just giving your body over to some other person. Your body is being given over to demons.
Yeah, they don't. You know, for them, though, I keep saying the whole religious thing, and I'm not a big fan of the word, but people understand the word. The whole religious thing is not real for them. For a lot of them, even when you talk about God, even when you talk about quote unquote devout Christians, what have you,
they're as religious as anybody else. What? Sorry, I had to throw that in there, man. But they are just as religious as anybody else. Just had to put that in there real quick.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes. You could, and I'll let you have fun with that in a second. But when I say they're not, when we talk about God, we talk about our body being, you know, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we can't do certain things to it. We won't allow certain things to happen to it. That's not a reality to them. We're just hooky, you know. We're praying to the clouds, right? There's nothing there. Ain't nothing happening. If you're not praying to Schumer and Biden and Pelosi, you ain't praying to the real God for them. There's no real God for them. So when you say your body's a temple, they don't know what that means. They have no appreciation for that whatsoever.
True. This is very true, man. But and the funny thing is that, you know, they're the party that talks about this empowerment of consent, you know, and, you know, these boundaries and, you know, not being harassed. And, you know, you can't even tell a woman that she's pretty without her feeling like you're intruding on her. But at the same time, they're always pushing the boundaries of what consent is and changing the statutes and moving the bar on it. So these people, and that's just like religion, because you can't satisfy it. You can make all these rules, but who can live up to it?
Yep, I agree with you. Be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more coming. We'll be back in a minute. This gets better. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill as Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testifies before the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas.
How about the lost voices for people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds, tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
Time and the gentleman has expired.
Mayorkas says he is proud of his service to the country and that the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. The White House wants lawmakers to quickly pass a new aid package for Ukraine, Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling it an urgent priority. The president asking for another $33 billion in additional taxpayer money for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
You're back. Go see your host. I'm pleased to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of this. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're nothing more than a pain in the butt. Seriously. Hey, I kept it clean. Get involved. Get engaged and do the right thing. So, let me bring him on. Fox on Rachel joins me as he does every week, and I always appreciate his time with me. You know, I have you on. I have Sonia on Friday nights. I have Kimberly on Monday nights. Gee, I'm having a Joey B moment. I'm searching for names here. So I have Kimberly.
Dr. B.
Because I'm always, every time I talk about certain issues, they'll say to me, you know, you're not black, so you can't talk about black stuff. You're not a woman, so you can't talk about woman stuff. You're not transgender, you can't. It's like, shut up. Just shut up and leave me alone. So the other night I played a piece from Don Lemon. And I did get a few emails from people who said, you only did that because, you know, he talks about how bad this is and bad that is, and he's talking against the black community, and guys like you love that. Okay, whatever. So this is from, like, I think it goes back to 2013 or 14. And he actually gives kudos, right, to, oh, God, see, I told you I'm doing a Joey Biden over here. Right?
He
I know, huh? He's doing kudos to Bill O'Reilly. Now, what do you think about that? Don Lemon doing kudos to Bill O'Reilly. So let's just listen to a few minutes of this. I want to get your input on this, because for that person who wrote me the email, I'm just saying here, I think Zoe might have a finger on this one. You know what I'm saying? So take a listen.
It's time now for some tough love on the subject. The reason there is so much violence and chaos in the black precincts is the disintegration of the African-American family.
He's got a point. In fact, he's got more than a point. Bill?
Raised without much structure, young black men often reject education and gravitate towards the street culture, drugs, hustling, gangs. Nobody forces them to do that. Again, it is a personal decision.
He is right about that too. But in my estimation, he doesn't go far enough. Because black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just five things that you should think about doing. Here's number five. Pull up your pants. Walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon. And then it evolved into which role a prisoner would have during male-on-male prison sex. The one with the really low pants is a submissive one. You get my point? Number four now is the N-word.
We took this word and we made it into poetry.
I understand poetic license, but consider this. I hosted a special on the N-word, suggesting that black people stop using it, and that entertainers stop deluding yourselves or themselves and others that you're somehow taking the word back. Now, number three, respect where you live. Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I rarely, if ever, witness people littering. I live in Harlem now. It's an historically black neighborhood. Every single day I see adults and children dropping their trash on the ground when a garbage can is just feet away. Just being honest here. Number two, finish school. You want to break the cycle of poverty? Stop telling kids they're acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. A high school dropout makes on average $19,000 a year. A high school graduate makes $28,000 a year. A college graduate makes $51,000 a year. Over the course of a career, a college grad will make nearly $1 million more than a high school graduate. That's a lot of money. And number one, and probably the most important, just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should, especially without planning for one or getting married first. More than 72% of children in the African American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues. So please, black folks, as I said, if this doesn't apply to you, I'm not talking to you. Pay attention to and think about what has been presented in recent history as acceptable behavior. Pay close attention to the hip-hop and rap culture that many of you embrace, a culture that glorifies everything I just mentioned, thug and reprehensible behavior, a culture that is making a lot of people rich, just not you, and it's not going to.
You know, what I find interesting about that, too, is it does apply to other cultures, too. It's not just the black culture.
Yes.
But in the black community, or when I hear teachers and educators talk, it is almost like it's exclusive to the black community that you can't come out of this. Do you know what I'm saying? You're stuck.
Yeah.
And you can't be educated. You can't come out of this. But that was Don Lemon. Can you believe that? Did you pinch your skin?
Yeah, it's the same goes, man. Even a broken clock is right twice a day, and it's like, it's almost like he just read my book. It's like, dude, Don, I wrote that book like over 10 years ago, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm the only person who's thinking like this, but that's like, I mean, using myself as a reference, it's like, and as the saying goes, or as a buddy of mine, Steve Green would remind us, you know, when somebody is making your point, let them. Don't get in their way. Just go ahead. He's like, yeah, Don, I mean, it's better late than never. I'm glad that you have come to this epiphany, but we've been saying this. Hey, welcome. Thank you. I'm glad that you're on
board. Yeah, welcome to the club. Welcome
to the club.
But, you know, it's because so they got on my case because, they, you know, again, in playing that, and I said the same thing then, too, okay? So 72% of the households are without fathers. Well, that would apply, forget the percentage for a minute, any household, any color, any ethnicity that doesn't have a father and is going to suffer the same issues.
It just seems to be
higher in the black community.
Yeah, and actually kudos to Don Lemon because he actually took it the step that he, because the whole narrative is we need fathers, and that's the problem with these families, that there's the absence of fathers. No, it's the absence of husbands. That is the key thing. Anybody can go, just like he was basically alluded to, anybody can go and knock up somebody and be a dad. Just because you can have a kid doesn't mean that you should. It's not about just having children or being a dad. You need to be a husband. Your kids need to see the example. And kids aren't seeing that. So yeah, he pointed that out too. And I've been long saying that. It's not about being a dad. Husbands. is where you got to be.
Let's just be really raw here, right? From the non-black community, because it's whites and Hispanics and all of that, there's almost an expectation that when you're in a predominantly black neighborhood, you're in a predominantly black school, you're going to see kids that are you know, going to be talking in bad language, going to have their pants hanging down by their knees, and the whole nine yards. It's kind of a picture that's been painted over the years. And it's almost like in some cases the black community, or those black kids, pick up on that or embrace that, like he said. And there's no reason for it. The educators should be pulling them out of that. Their parents should be pulling them out of that. Am I wrong?
Well, it's kind of difficult when there's, you know, you got a single parent household, they got the mom trying to play, and they'll keep saying that, I'm trying to play both the role of the mommy and the daddy, and they're in full of resentment because the kids got to pay for the resentment of what the mom is feeling because their dad abandoned them and stuff like that. And their kids are dealing with all sorts of stuff that really confused them. And so, you know, but they're being told these things. You know, and then like, you know, Don pointed out, you know, it's, you're not getting your education, not acting right because you don't want to be seen as acting white. And then just really quick, you know, Don's being told, oh, yeah, you're being told you only like what Don says because he's saying something that's against black people. It's like, really? Really? I'm pretty sure you guys heard of things like drill music, gangster rap. These people make $1 billion of industry saying things against black people, fantasizing about killing them, getting hooked on drugs, selling black women for sex. How about that for being against black people? We're not for that.
Go get them. Don't let me stop you. You know, but that whole white thing, you know, I never understood that. I never understood talking white, right? Hmm. Acting, again, education pulls you out of all. You know, it's really funny how we've come, right? In the Jim Crow days, people fought and died to make sure that black folks could be educated, all right? And look at where we've come. We've come all the way around a full circle where now we're touting that we really don't need to educate them anymore because it makes them too white and we don't want them to be too white.
Man.
But my God, I can't smoke enough dope for that to make sense.
We could blame – Farrakhan can take some blame for that because Farrakhan would say, if you're educated, you're just trying to be like the white man. You're sold out to the white man. If you're a doctor – then you've definitely been sold out to the white man.
Whoa, no, that's it. Okay. Joe Basile, your host, don't go far. Alfonso joins me right on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5560. Want to know more about the show? Just go to joemessina.com. joemessina.com. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, which you need to catch a copy of. Now, listen, by the way, we've been wiped out on YouTube again. Last night at midnight. It's like I got the thing from YouTube and said, you gone. Well, thank you very much. Have a nice day. So, but you notice I'm giggling about it now. It's happened so often, I just don't care anymore. You know? So, tell people where to get your music and that kind of thing.
Well, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can check out my music project, Sledge X. I also do some producing. I produce an album by Ava Astin, so if you want to check that out. So, you know, a few different genres of music over there.
And again, you know, with everything that's going on around, somebody, I meant to tell you this before, but somebody had asked me, I had Sonia on, and we were talking, you know, about about some of the issues in the community. She's talking about the differences in her family and the different beliefs and what have you. And somebody said, you might as well stick her with a pin when I hit her with this one. But I had to go find some black people to line up with me. And I'm going, do you not have any black friends? I mean, seriously, no, you don't have to. The other side has painted the black community and the Hispanic community as Dem only, liberal only, all these, and they're finding out it ain't true, you know? And they're in a world of hurt. They're going to have a lot of trouble here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like there's a silent majority and there's a noisy minority, right? And you know, there a lot of us, you know, in the black community do have more of these, you know, conservative or biblical values, if you will. And it takes like a smaller number of us who are more obnoxious, who don't hold these values but make a whole lot of noise and do a whole lot of damage. And it makes it look like that's just who we are in general. However, I mean, don't get me wrong, in the black community, most are voting Democrat and voting liberal, not necessarily because of the social policies that they have, but the problem that blacks and Latinos have with conservatism is that Democrats are so effectively associated with conservatism, with racism and bigotry, that yeah. Those people don't want to be associated with us. They'll have a lot of the similar values, but we don't align ourselves with you because you guys are a bunch of racists. That's what we're taught.
Yeah, it's just amazing. All right, take a listen to this. This is Obama talking about. I love this guy. I do love this guy because I wouldn't have whole segments without him. Right? That you know, we have to put a squelch. He said we have to squelch disinformation. Okay, and most of it comes from white supremacists. Take a listen. I'm sorry. I'm going to blow chunks. I'm laughing so hard.
People like Putin and Steve Bannon, for that matter, understand it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. No one in my administration was surprised that Russia was attempting to meddle in our election. What does still nag at me, though, was my failure to fully appreciate at the time just how susceptible we had become to lies and conspiracy theories. We just saw a sitting president deny the clear results of an election and help incite a violent insurrection at the nation's capital. Social media did not create racism or white supremacist groups. All these things existed long before the first tweet or Facebook poke. Solving the disinformation problem won't cure all that ails our democracies or tears at the fabric of our world. But it can help tamp down divisions and let us rebuild the trust and solidarity needed. And unfortunately, it turns out that inflammatory, polarizing content attracts and engages. Other features of these platforms have compounded the problem. For example, the way content looks on your phone, as well as the veil of anonymity that platforms provide their users, a lot of times can make it impossible to tell the difference between, say, a peer-reviewed article by Dr. Anthony Fauci and a miracle cure being pitched by a huckster. People are dying because of misinformation. Tech platforms need to accept that they play a unique role in how we as a people and people around the world are consuming information, and that their decisions have an impact on every aspect of society. With that power comes accountability.
There was so much there. I kept saying when I ran it the other day, I go, he's talking about the Democrat Party. This is how the Democrat Party operates. Keep flooding raw sewage till people believe it. I wonder who does that. How you doing? You look sick. Are you okay?
I am a Lamont. Bring me my Ripple. And some Rolaids. And even at this point, you can even bring me a picture of your Aunt Esther. Would make me feel bad. Send me a picture of Aunt Esther.
I mean, I couldn't believe that was coming out of his mouth.
Oh, man. This flipping hypocrite. But there's a strategy, too, because we know that it's going on. We know that it's happening. He's just getting out in front of it to just point the blame, because that's what they do, man. They are of their father, the devil. And the sins of their father they will do. They are lying hypocrites. And we know that it's happening, but he's just getting it out there saying that, okay, this is who's doing it. So, as usual, takes the scent off of them. And, Obama, we know that this has been going on long before the first tweet's been going out. And it's your party that's been doing it the whole time. You know, but, that's what the serpent strikes quickly, don't it? Joe, that's what they do. The serpent strikes quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but look at the lies and the twists, right? Well, the serpent didn't out and out lie. He just twisted it just a tad. Did God really tell you not to touch it? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. And it's the same thing going on here when he talks about the disinformation. And he all of a sudden, when it looks like Twitter may go the wrong way, we've got to get these social media platforms in order. We have to make sure, you know. It's just amazing to me. And people are sitting there nodding their heads, you know, doing listen to him. He's so articulate. What did Joey B say? He's so articulate for a black man or something along those
pretty
lines.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. We can't have any of those.
And he can get away with it. That's just amazing to me.
Yeah. And it's like, look how fast the serpent got in there and struck before they took an interest in the tree of life. No. Forget that tree. It's this tree, right? And just framed it. It's like, this is how I want you to see things, okay? And your eyes will be open. And that's what Obama's talking about. He thinks that he's the eye opener for these people. And, you know, and he's framing things exactly the way that he wants people to see them. And it leads them, you know, in a circle of arrested development. And then just ultimately just death, man. It's a death march.
But what I love, though, is when he talks about the Republicans basically flooding the place with raw sewage and getting their message out there. I'm thinking to myself, let me see, MSNBC, totally on board with liberals, right?
Right.
CNN, totally on board with liberals. NBC's totally on board with liberals. Fox News, 72% on board with liberals. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go down a whole list, right? Every one of the social media platforms, you're going, okay, if this is a raw sewage dump, we're like a garden hose compared to their, you know, triple spun fire hose, right?
Yes, man. Yeah. I mean, they've got TV, they've got radio, they've got all the major news stations. They've got the colleges. They've got it all, and they're the ones who are saying that, you know, the whole country is racist. It's like, dude, you guys run everything. All right? If it's racist, it's because you guys, what influence do we have? You know, what mediums do we have to put out all this raw sewage that he's talking about and all this racist hate and everything that's just causing people to melt down? We don't really have enough. We really don't.
They're so, I'm just always amazed when they're talking. I'm sitting there saying to myself, do they understand what's coming out of their mouth? Do they hear what they're spewing? I mean, it is amazing to me. I've always found it amazing. But I was going to try to get this other article with you, but we'll do this on Sunday on, what's that show? SoulFoodRadio.net. Now, for some of you, if you aren't, I mean, we deal with God's Word in black and white and in a very simple way and in a real way, in ways that some of you are afraid to talk about, I think, right?
Yes, right? Indeed.
People think we're making fun of Jesus. We're not. We just, you know, if you truly believe Jesus was, you know, man and God, but you truly believe he was hair and flesh, man, you wake me up on the boat when I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm going to be all over you like white on rice. You're not getting away with it, okay?
Hey, we have fun with the word God. The Lord is a party God. You know, he instituted a lot of festivals, right? So it's like,
and I'm sure he can't wait till Sunday at 6 either. He'd love to listen to what's all around going on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Again. All right. All right, Joe Mesquita, your host, Alfonso, Rachel, where do they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com.
Yep, get his music.
Take a visit.
Check out the Bible studies, man. You'll be lifted up. Joe Mesquita, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.